7:33 a.m. We welcome back to our microphones, good friend, all-star panelist, my former boss at PJTV, Academy Award nominated screenwriter, author, novelist, and the senior editor, senior contributing editor at the Epoch Times, Mr. Roger Simon. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Big news at Epoch Times, a big and I think groundbreaking debate that the Epoch Times that you're associated with as its senior editor is putting together here in Nashville, July 12th, I believe it is, right?
July 12th at the Grand Lodge downtown, which is quite a venue. If you've never been there, the Grand Lodge of Tennessee is probably half the size of Brooklyn. It's quite an amazing.
It's a very historic building as well, downtown Nashville.
And what we're going to be doing is a pilot, really, in a sense, for a wholly different kind of debate.
And by the way, if you've watched debates, they really turn out to be little more than joint press conferences at times.
Oh, that's the good ones.
Yeah.
The bad ones are the ones like Chris Wallace interrupting Trump and not allowing him to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, which, of course, changed the whole fabric of the last election. We don't want anything like that. No reporters will be answering questions. Michael Patrick Leahy will not be asking questions.
I will not be asking questions.
Roger Simon will be there as a moderator and will not will not give his opinion on anything.
By the way, so the debate is for the candidates in the 5th Congressional District in Tennessee in the GOP primary, August 4th, 6 weeks from today, and the new district contains the lower third, the southern third of Davidson County, the eastern half of Wilson County, the eastern half of Williamson County, rather, western half of Wilson, all of Marshall, Lewis, and Murray County.
So it's a big district, and it's a new district.
Who's going to be there?
The important part of this debate, though, is that reporters will not be asking questions. No Chris Wallace's. Instead, they're going to be domain experts, subject matter experts that Epoch Times is bringing in from across the country, like a Gordon Chang will be asking the questions on foreign policy.
He's a very sharp guy.
Yes, he's a very sharp guy.
He knows all about China.
As much as anybody. Now, we're trying to elevate the whole thing to make it more informative to the voter. Also working with us very importantly in this, Nashville Republican Women and the Middle Tennessee Young Republicans. Tickets are going to be available as of, I guess, later today or tomorrow on Eventbrite. So you can search the Tennessee 5th District.
Go to eventbrite.com.
And you can search, and you can buy tickets through the National Republican Women, through the Young Republicans, and eventually, I think later today, through the Epoch Times. And there will be tickets available at various price ranges, including an expensive ticket, 70 tickets at $100 each, which will include a reception with the National Republican Women for these distinguished guests like Gordon Chang. And there also will be free tickets you can get on Eventbrite. It's a very big auditorium, and the Epoch Times will be streaming this live on video as far as the United Kingdom. So this is for us a big deal because we're trying to make debates in the United States of America intelligent for the voter.
Well, that's a very good thing, a very good goal to work for. It sounds like you're well on your way. Of course, also another subject matter expert, a good friend of ours from the Heritage Foundation, an expert on election integrity, Hans von Spakovsky, who is a graduate of Vanderbilt Law School.
He is indeed. Is going to be asking the election integrity questions, which I think are going to be very important to voters because there's a lot of discontent about our elections.
And we'll see if we can make it available on Tennessee Star, TennesseeStar.com. We'll put it through a link where you can go and buy the tickets and buy or get. So there are free tickets you can get, right?
Yes, you can get free tickets or you can get the more expensive seats and you'll sit down closer. And if you buy the most expensive, you get to get a reception after the debate, which will be held right there at the lodge.
So the reception would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it should be because there'll be a lot of interesting folks to talk to.
And the thing I like about this, Roger, is, you know, most debates are a little more than joint press conferences, right? And then when you've got the bad journalist moderator, Chris Wallace, they devolve into, I don't know, shouting matches that don't really generate a lot of heat, but not a lot of light.
Also, there was the famous Candy Crowley incident when she obliterated Romney's questions about Benghazi. I mean, it's a history of this stuff going on.
And this debate will not be like that.
Hopefully. If it is, I'll be partly to blame.
I think this will be a really great event and really groundbreaking in American political discourse. Now, let me say that there are 9 qualified candidates in this race, and I'll rattle them off right now. The 9 qualified candidates are former Speaker of the House here in Tennessee, Beth Harwell, Mayor of Maury County, Andy Ogles, retired Brigadier General from the Tennessee National Guard, Kurt Winstead, retired healthcare executive and a former healthcare executive, retired Black Hawk pilot and major with 101st Airborne, Jeff Beierlein, Trace Whittem, Stuart Parks, Tim Lee, Natisha Brooks, and Jenny Batchelor. Those are the 9 qualified candidates whose names will appear on the August 4th GOP primary ballot. Roger, how many of these candidates will be invited to this event, and why will not all of them be invited?
Well, the answer to your second question, why, is quite simply, if you've been listening to what Mike and I have just been talking about, we couldn't possibly have this kind of substantive debate with that many people. So we are going to have to choose 4 or 5 of the top candidates, and that's it. Unfortunately, I wish in a way we could do that, but we would have a 4-hour debate, and I think
people would go to sleep.
Most people would be asleep by then.
Yeah, you can't do that. And so, what will the criteria? It would seem to me that clearly the 3 financial frontrunners will be invited.
Yes,
and that will be Beth Harwell, Andy Ogles, and Kurt Winstead.
Yes.
But whether or not...
Beierlein has, I think,
Jeff
been
Beierlein?
Invited. Yeah.
Jeff Beierlein's been invited.
Yeah.
Okay, so that will be a 4.
Maybe there will be a 5th. We will
maybe
see.
Maybe a 5th.
But the criteria is not just money, because money, the awful mother's milk of politics, it has to be examined. But you know, these seem to be the generally accepted front runners in the race. So that's...
Now, in terms of, have you heard from any of these people that will receive invitations? Have they indicated whether or not they will be present and attend?
Several, I'm not going to get into the details of it, but we're in discussion with all of them.
Got it.
And the indications are that they will all be there. But it's possible one might not.
We'll see. That's a wise answer.
But it's also a true one. You know, in politics, true and wise are not always the same. But
boom, that's a very good line.
But in this instance, it is true, and I suspect it will all come, because this is going to be a pretty well attended debate because of its novelty and the fact that it's going to be live streamed by a very growing network. It'll be the most important debate in this election, and I think any of the candidates would want to be there.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's groundbreaking, and it will be an opportunity not just to put their message out here to the 5th Congressional District, but, you know, this race is a bellwether race, I think.
And it's been controversial since the start.
For
other reasons that probably
we don't need to go into.
Listeners know.
We have beat that thing to death, haven't we, here?
Yeah.
So, 1 minute. I'm very excited about this, Roger. I think, and congratulations to you for conceiving the idea and
my wife's idea, too.
Congratulations to your wife. Who is definitely the better half
team. Vice President of National Republican Women, yeah.
But also, congratulations to the Epoch Times for, this is an important commitment of resources.
Oh, yes, we're bringing crews up from New York and all that, and the next day, the same crew is getting on a plane to Las Vegas to cover the Freedom Fest.
Ah, well, this one, very, very good. Great job on that, Roger. July 12th. Go to Eventbrite, eventbrite.com. Later today, And you'll be able to get either free tickets or buy tickets. Personally, I think going to the reception and buying a ticket, that's very cool, Roger.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. When we get back, it'll be time for News Potpourri. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Roger Simon. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.